They say this is a big rich town. I just come from the poorest part. Bright light city life, I gotta make it. This is where it goes down. I just happen to come up hard. Legal or illegal, baby, I gotta make it.
I never took a straight path nowhere. Life's full of twists and turns, bumps and bruises. I live, I learn. I'm from that city full of yellow cabs and skyscrapers. It's hard to get a start.
All right, welcome back. We finally back. Another episode of Power. Janae, you want to go ahead and gloat?
How many episodes did we miss doing the podcast? Two. Okay, two. Yeah, so, I don't really like to gloat, but if I had to, I was the one that called that Julio was going to die. That may have been me. I don't know who else, anybody else was
and
talking
you said
about.
Sandoval,
that
right?
May have been.
But you've been saying Sandoval for like a year.
Yeah, I've been thinking Sandoval should have died since the very last episode of last season. He should have been off.
It doesn't matter what you say because I got mine right the very first time.
Yeah, shout out to the inmate that slit Sandoval nuts. I mean throat.
You said nuts. It's nuts. I like, what episode did you watch?
Yeah, bro, this
did you watch the outtakes? Like,
he
something
died too quick, man. I mean, that was a perfect slice. I mean, who did that? He was.
It was a juggler. He walked up straight behind him, and you don't know what it means to be sliced in the juggler. Why do you think Julio died as fast as he did? Because they cut him out right there in his juggler. They cut out his tab right there, right over the top.
It was awesome.
So what do y'all think about, so Ghost got out since last time we listened.
Ghost got out.
I don't even remember everything that's been happening. Yeah, Ghost got out. Tyreek still need to be the next person.
So
who
are those dudes he running with, though?
I don't even know. I don't know who
are those dudes that are those dudes that were running with.
I don't know. I can't figure out who Brains and them are.
Yeah, those are dudes that were dudes. Those are dudes that were running Kanan.
Those are runners, yeah.
Those are dudes that was running with Kanan.
Why? So
they was helping him steal stuff to begin.
So he's still running with them, but he ain't talking to Kanan.
Where Kanan at?
Kanan plotting. He plotting.
And
he waiting for Dre.
The whole thing with him like being cool with him was some BS too, though.
What
you mean?
The way Kanan was just all of a sudden just cool, all of a sudden cool with Ghost. Like,
after you done tried to kidnap.
Do you burn me up? Yeah. Like,
but you know what? I kind of
my dick wasn't working though for a long time. You gotta remember this.
I kind of feel like Kanan knew that he was doing what he felt like he had to do at the time because he was just trying to kind of take over. And then Kanan was like, you know, he took care of his son, even though he ended up killing his son. But then he was like, I mean, shit, we got to go in here because he was really sick of Jukebox. So I think he needed Ghost because he was sick of Jukebox telling him what to do. Like, she would punk the shit out of him every time she saw him. She punked the shit out of him every time she came in town.
He was definitely Jukebox bitch.
This is what we about to do.
And
I don't give a fuck what you say. Where my money at? You know what I mean? So it's like, he really needed Ghost that he could off Jukebox. I think that was his plan, was just to make sure the Jukebox was gone. And that was his plan.
So yeah, but I think I'm with you on that, baby. I think he got tired of Jukebox punking him all the time.
He was over it.
Talking rough.
He was over
to
it.
Him.
She was always disrespectful, and then on top of her being disrespectful, she was trying to tell him what moves he needed to make next. And he was like, I don't need you to tell me what moves to make next.
But my thing was it's crazy about it is she a cop though, still. So when her body gets found, she'll be like a DC cop found somewhere
they
dead.
Find that body. They get rid of bodies for a living.
Oh, you think he goes out
rid of? They get rid of bodies.
Oh, I thought they was just, but they left out though. So
somebody went back there again. Somebody went back and took care of her body. But the thing that's so crazy is that then he went back. Shit, I'm like, Ghost went up in the damn drug house.
I mean,
he went up in the trap house.
Who the cats get rid of the body? That's kind of guy. Well, who the body snatches?
I don't know.
Because that's weird. Because everybody knows somebody to get rid of.
Yeah, like who is the guy that you call?
Am I missing out on a plug somewhere in life? I guess I don't need that plug. But I mean,
I like to have it in my role.
Yeah, like just in case. Like,
neither of y'all need that plug.
Hey, man, look. Okay. I guess I don't need
Ghost stole the money from Tommy so that he could save Tariq, walked up in there, fucking killed everybody. Kanan was
just
killing
one
people.
Person. Yeah, but Kanan get one dude.
Yeah,
so, like, and we all
he
good.
One, but then he should have. Nah, he just hit the other one.
Yeah, hit that dude in the back of the head.
But I mean, Tommy was like, whatever, it's all good because he knew that it was Tariq and then he knew that Kanan took Tariq. But why have they not figured out that Dre knew about Kanan this whole entire time?
Yeah, Dre gonna be next.
No, he's not. Dre gonna keep on going because Dre got too much of a storyline right now. He's.
I mean, I'm not
connect,
talking about next.
He's making sure that he doing no. Well, then
nah, I ain't talking about next.
What did you
die.
Talk about next then?
He gonna
that's
die.
Definitely what you meant.
Oh.
Yeah, you gonna try to be like that's not what I mean. That's what you meant, baby.
Nah, he gonna die.
So, he got to though, right?
He's not gonna be next. He won't be next.
They trying to write his character off. They kind of trying.
He's not. Him. He's not gonna be next. No.
I mean.
He gonna die before he get all of that Kinect stuff he got going on.
No, he won't.
Oh, yeah.
No, I definitely don't think he's
gonna die. You think he's gonna get all that stuff?
They are not gonna kill either Julio and kill Dre.
What might happen?
They're not gonna do that.
Because I kind of called the Sandoval situation.
You called that last year.
No, I called it. I called that 100% because I said that Angela, with the thing with Angela, was going to end up having to shoot him and it'd be self-defense. But she didn't kill him. Put him in jail and she had somebody else kill him.
She wasn't going to just be able to straight up kill the dude.
I mean, it's self-defense.
I mean, she did.
She could have killed him.
She did have the thing, but she didn't want to be seen as a killer.
Yeah, she did.
So she just set him up. Yeah. Because she didn't have to go back.
That tea. Yeah. But,
Am I supposed to live in Revolver to stop it?
I wouldn't touch it.
Man, I wouldn't get nothing.
We ain't here fucking up. I was like, I was gonna stop it.
Jeep or something?
She said something about Ryder. Yeah. Ryder's Jeep.
So we got what? Kanan. Is he gone for good? Is like, no. I guess 50.
No, he ain't
write himself back in. Like,
no, he ain't gone for good. There, I mean, he's just waiting until that Kinect shit happened with Dre because he know he still got Dre. He know he still got Dre, and Dre got the M right now. I'm trying to figure out how the fuck all them dumb people then flipped on Tommy to be with Dre.
Now, I mean, is that a good point actually in the show where like, I was really impressed by what happened with the last episode because a lot of stuff kind of came to like a
head.
A head. Yeah. A lot of questions was asked,
and I think I like the fact that they flipping up the people.
Don't take no toys.
I like the way they flipping up the villains and changing it up.
Yeah,
because after we get that Sandoval shit over with, like, let's get that.
What's next?
I guess them Russians are still in it, too. Them cats in Chicago that was like, yo, you need to not even be hanging with ghosts.
So, like, what I'm thinking is, like, it kind of seems...
And now Ghost's about to be back in, because Tommy needs him.
It's kind of seeming to me like it's about to start from the beginning.
It's like, about to go back to Tommy and Ghost.
Start back
like, start back over where we started. Like, you know what I'm saying? Now Tasha got the situation with the attorney, which is some bullshit. You know,
and I think he was down with somebody. He like a weird slimy dude.
Real weird, about him. I don't know what it is, but something is extremely weird about him. And the fact that he was just that quick to make that shit work with Tasha, because it was like the very first time he met her, he was like, "Hey,
yeah, what's up?
Like, what?
Did you play it?"
No, I don't think so. Something's up with him. He's a part of somebody's something.
What if he came in cousin or something?
Right, something like that. I mean, Tasha done slept with more people than Ghost in the movie, though. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're right, actually. Yeah.
She only slept with Sean and that dude.
And Ghost.
And Ghost.
So that's three.
And he slept with Angela, and her.
No, that's it. He ain't slept with nobody else.
No. Well, he slept with Angela a lot. She ain't been fucking as much.
That's true.
She got bodies.
Huh?
She got bodies.
Well, he got the times. He got the frequency. He had a whole living woman. I mean, that's a lot. They was living together. He bought that whole like $1 million necklace.
He was in love, dog.
I wouldn't give a shit what he was.
He wanted to get out of the game.
Tasha was loyal enough, man. I let her have her.
I think she is too, to be honest.
No, I mean, I ain't falling her for it really. She's not really all the way back in. You know what I'm saying?
He looked at her dead in her face and told her that he did not leave the kids. He left her. Then gonna turn around. Then gonna give her a ring. Like, okay.
He made it obvious that the ring was for show.
Yeah, exactly. So, and she made it obvious that her pussy was free. To do whatever she wanted to do. She made it perfectly she obvious that her
gave
pussy
it away
was
for free. For karaoke.
Yeah.
For karaoke. Yep.
she gave it away for karaoke.
For Whitney Houston.
She was like,
right, exactly.
Like, what if we would have met first?
Oh my God, that was a horrible line.
Why was it a horrible line?
I think it was stupid.
That was her way of being like, she should have chose Opie from the beginning instead of Ghost punk ass. I don't like the way he talked to her. He really pisses me off. I don't like the way that Ghost be talking to Tasha.
Yeah, he telling talking her, to her
telling her what to do and all this shit. And I'm like, she holds you down like nobody else does, and you still be talking to her like you are absolutely crazy.
But then I wonder if she holding down because of her own self preservation though, too though. it's a part of me starting to think that. Like, no.
Origin,
not a,
I mean,
not
now at, a love, at this point,
yeah,
at this point, it's because of the family and the children, yeah.
So do y'all think they're going to end up breaking up if the kids go to this private school?
Them kids ain't going to go. Something about to happen to one of the kids.
Tariq trying to get out of town. Like, he
he's about to go now. So,
he's like, I'm trying to go to this.
I mean.
Tariq, the dumbest kid.
He really.
At first, I thought they were like,
they're
him
like,
being
go
a kid.
Ahead and just leave. And he was like, nah. I mean, what do you think they were going to do? Rape and kill her? Or what did they
think? He's going to rape her.
Yeah, well.
But why did you want to go up there and see? I would have been up.
I would have got up out of there. I wouldn't have known that she was getting
he
raped.
He could have called the police. He should have been gone right away. Yeah. He should have been gone right away. I mean, even when she sat up and she heard his dumb ass say the dude's name, she was like, oh, they about to kill me now.
Yeah.
She knew. Yeah. She looked and she was like, oh. Yeah. Because you stupid. Just going to shoot the girl in the head. And he was like, oh, man, I wish you wouldn't have said that, man. Yeah. And now brain's just going to keep calling. Oh, okay, I'll call you back later. No, I'm about to run to Connecticut. Like a little punk that I am.
I mean, he needs to call him back.
They going to get him caught up. It's going to end up being Tariq, one of his friends. It's going to end up being somebody.
It's going to be that girl.
Who?
It's going to be that girl you met.
What girl?
The little girl. Yeah.
I don't think so.
It's going to end up
being some shit where it's going to be somebody that he knows. It's going to be somebody that he knows like really, really well. Not just that girl that he fucked with.
Or Dre or something.
Time. No, I don't think it's going to be Dre. I honestly think it's probably going to be like it'll fuck around and be like Raina. Or it'll be like Tasha gets shot trying to save him. Or, you know, it's going to be something like that. It's going to be one of them.
Ghost going to have to kill one of them.
Think about it. Because, like, Raina's character right now, what's the significance of her character? Other than trying to keep Dre on the right path. Now, if something happened to Raina, then Dre might actually, or not Dre, but Tariq might actually go back on the right path because he feel bad about what happened to his sister. Or he might completely go batshit crazy.
I thought he was going to turn into another Kanan. Basically become Kanan.
I don't know. They don't got enough time to play that, though. Yeah. I mean, he's still too young right now.
So and I was like, why don't they do that? Let him become like a new Kanan. Like, Pops, you become like,
this
me
is, but my thing is, like, I still don't understand. Like, you looked up to Kanan so much or whatever, and then now you done found out that your dad used to run drugs, used to do all this stuff, but you still manage your dad. What the fuck is you still mad at him for? You
because
see this house you live in?
My daddy
he lied. Everybody lied
so
to
what?
Everybody lied to me.
No
my
way.
Mom lied.
Daddy.
It's like Uncle Tommy. Everybody a liar.
He's stupid.
He's a sucker-ass little kid, though.
Yeah, he is a stupid kid.
One of them little white kids need to beat him up.
That's his problem, too. You're on the white kids too long. Now you're trying to go back to the hood.
Yeah.
You
should have
stayed in
the
lane. He should have been selling Oxycontin
to the white kids
at his school if you want to be kind of hood. Stay in your lane and sell them Oxycontins and whatever though. To the kids.
I mean, the thing
I've been selling that lean to them little white boys at school.
There's only so long that he was going to be able to last, like running up in them little white kids' houses and shit with them.
Yeah, that was
I'm
stupid
like,
too, though.
You running up in your friends' houses and you the last person that all of them with when they getting robbed.
Right. And you the only black, and they, who's the little black kid over there with you? Who he know? Automatically think it's you.
Automatically.
Exactly.
I'm like, man. Yeah, but Ghost at the same time need to whoop his son ass to like straight up beat him up.
And I ain't gonna like, do shit. Tariq is too far gone right now. My thing is, the way he ran up to Tommy like a little punk hugging him or whatever after what happened in Jukebox. I'm like, you still like a little scared ass little kid.
Right.
You just so mad at your daddy that you just gonna act stupid. But you just so
he
mad
still
at your
respect
daddy.
Kanan though, the crazy part.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause he told the truth. I think he mad at everybody else because he feel like they lied to him.
Yeah, but Kanan lied to him too though. He gave you a different name, didn't tell you about the Sean thing, like, and you respect him?
Yeah, you know Tariq, man, you know.
He done.
You know, I didn't know he was going this route when he stole Angela gun, but I kind of thought that he was going to be a problem.
he
was going to go this far.
Like who steals a random gun?
Yeah, taking to school. Like a big dumb.
We should have known he was stupid then. Are you right? Yeah. We should have saw this.
We knew he was dumb.
Mm-mm. So what's up with my question? Like they kind of got away from the storyline with Keisha and Tommy a little bit. Has he talked to her since he been back?
I don't think so. He must not have.
Has she mentioned him at all since?
She ain't even been on there.
She seemed like
she was on
her
ass.
She might have to die.
I don't think she gonna die, but it seemed like she might snitch. Somebody, I mean, if Keisha die, it's probably gonna end up being like Tasha who kills her because she gonna end up like.
She was talking crazy at Tasha last time,
crazy.
Though. On the low. She was doing some like.
Well,
she
don't trust Tasha for real.
What if Tommy kill?
Tommy ain't killing Keisha.
He can't kill another woman.
He ain't gonna kill Keisha.
Like, he crazy though.
He is crazy though. Hey man, that dude went and killed her uncle that was a molester though. Was like up
that was
great.
He stopped
the town.
No, he found where the dude was selling the house. And kept him in the house he was selling, like with a baseball bat.
And look, and nobody ain't gonna know because he don't. It's not like he live in the area. Yeah, it's just a random violent crime, and he just rolled out to New York.
Dog, Tommy, dog, he be killing people. How he get away with all these murders? Like, it's amazing.
I mean, he walked up right behind that damn Homeland Security man, popped out of his head, and then sat there and told Proctor, "Take care of it."
No,
and then Proctor sitting up and still got the computer.
I knew he was still.
When he put in a safe deposit, he way too smarter than that. He was like, "Look, girl, I might anything happen to me,
he gonna die.
I'm gonna make sure."
My thing is, like, if you snitch, you gonna die. If you don't snitch, Proctor you could possibly die. If you whatever, you could die.
Proctor might be who die next.
I don't think they gonna kill him yet.
Who next?
I don't think they gonna kill him yet.
Because they kind of write this. They don't. The storylines don't need him no more.
Yeah, they do.
They always need a lawyer.
They're gonna need a lawyer.
But they got the black dude.
The black attorney, he's not strong enough. It's gonna have to be Proctor.
Yeah, and they don't trust. Like, he ain't gonna be.
They don't trust him. Nope, they don't trust him. He ain't crooked. Yeah. It's gonna have to be Proctor. He gonna have to stay. He gonna have to stay.
Who gonna die next year? I guess we talk about the end. But
I told you it's gonna be. It'll be Raina or Tasha gonna get shot or something. Yeah. It makes perfect sense because the way that Tariq be running right now, Raina gonna end up following Tariq somewhere because he's trying to sneak out and she gonna end up being right there behind him.
And the bullet gonna be meant for Tariq.
It's gonna be meant for Tariq and it's gonna get her. And it might not be her. It could be somebody else, but it's gonna be like a situation like that. Like, a bullet's gonna be meant for Tariq and somebody else gonna die. That's what I think.
Or get hurt or something.
That's what I think.
Put her in a wheelchair. That's
what I'm thinking. Man, but you know what?
No, they did. Somebody gonna die off of Raina Tariq's.
I can see the season ending on Raina dying.
Ghost.
And Ghost coming back. Rage. Yeah. And killing. Yeah. I mean, like the beginning.
He become
Mask on. Like, first
baby.
Season.
That's his baby.
Putting in work.
Like, I don't care about nobody no more.
That's why I'm like, but I feel like she gonna be trying to follow Tariq. And then she gonna, like, they probably gonna get cool again or something like that. And maybe
Tosh could take a bullet. I don't know if she'd die, but I can see her taking a bullet.
They can't kill her, but she could take a bullet. Somebody gonna take a bullet and or die off of Tariq. And I feel like it could be Raina.
And it could be, because Tasha did the real, her. She just had a baby, so she might be on some leave.
She'll leave for a little time.
She may not be able to film.
I don't know.
Might be able to.
It's gonna be the next person that dies is gonna be some shit off of some dumb Tariq stuff, because there's too much going on right now with Brains and them trying to find him. This motherfucker trying to go to Connecticut. It might be a situation they get ready to go to Connecticut, or they're at school and they come up there and Raina's like, "Tariq, what are you doing? Why are you doing that, brother?" And then pop.
I need.
And what would they do if she died? What would they do if Raina died?
Who?
Ghost and Tasha. Tasha would probably lose her shit.
Tasha
would they? Would they beat the shot of Tariq though? Because he would be like, "It's my fault."
He might not even cry. He might not even cry. He might be on that, like, "She shouldn't have followed me" shit. Like, because he's just a bad kid stupid. Right now. He's just a bad kid right now. He needs some guidance.
Damn.
Woof and him ain't gonna do nothing for him. They need to just send him away where nobody knows where he's at. Nobody find him. See, because Brains and them gotta try to kill him because they know he killed that white lady.
One of Drake goons gonna die next. One of them guys
that's in that little council.
One of his goons. Because I think somebody gonna start getting wind that what he doing. And somebody
Drake gonna have to kill him. Either
Drake gonna have to kill him. Or they're gonna send a signal to Drake about that
in New York City.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, kill somebody, like maybe the priest or something on some, look, you thought you was about to be big dog. Here go your boy. He told me everything you was. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be a situation like that to kind of spook the hell out of Drake.
What do y'all think that's going on with the Lorenz Tate role? Rashad.
I ain't figured that one out.
Yeah, because why the fuck was Dre even there? What the fuck? He a boss like that now? Where he going to meet the councilman and stuff?
Yeah, after Julio died, because he killed Julio, so he could be the.
No, but I'm talking about meeting the councilman. Like,
yeah, I don't know where that came from.
He got enough pool. Like,
no, that's because of the truth shit. He met with him off of some truth shit.
At the club. So he invited both of them, and then after that,
he invited them because he wanted to talk to them about like another opportunity. And then Ghost saw that the Todos Locos was still out there on the corners.
Yeah, and he was like, "Hold up, did we truce these corners?" Yep.
And he needs his corners back. Just like they said, he needs his corners back because now he wants to do that shit to make him look legit. He wants to look legit like he's doing this community center, blah, 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 whatever thing, so that he can keep this image up that he got going with the white dude.
Mm-hmm. And actually, the white dude is going to play himself. Why would you set me up with real estate options and set me up just to get a small... I can just cut you out and not mess with you at all.
He might be the next to die.
Who, the white man? Yeah, they ain't going to kill him. He's harmless. He's harmless, and he don't cost no money for 50. What? What? Oh, turn it off.
Like that's weird though to me. Like, why would you set me up with business shit though? Like, this is a perfect opportunity for me to get myself back together.
He's doing it because he thinks that he gonna be able to like flip some shit on him like later on, because he's still trying to get him back for that true shit.
But I mean, okay, good looking,
right?
Like,
right,
you helped me clean up my image, everything,
right?
And I'm gonna get into real estate stuff though and get a minority contract. What?
Right.
But then you see what he already doing right now.
He flipping. He put in the hood.
Flipping. He going in the hood.
Yeah, because he wanted to put in Manhattan.
He going against what he wanted. He going against what he wanted.
I think. Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to. I'm thinking about the direction of the show.
Because they were saying that Winston would be a villain. Though I thought at first, Lawrence Tate would be a villain.
Maybe he is. Maybe all this.
They were saying that he's going to be a villain though, when they first released this. He's going to be a villain. I was like,
stuff they doing right now is just a front.
What if he come in talking about, I want some blocks too?
Right,
like that's how you think I came up.
That kind of sound like some stuff that how might you think happen.
Because he was like, dude, you're right, dude, young councilman, like,
yeah,
like,
you're right, Lawrence Tate, old dog,
yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Hey,
please show some old pictures. You got on braids, got braids,
come on, dog. Yeah, dog. But you know what? Some storylines that's gonna be interesting moving forward, because I think the end of this season, because we'll get about two more
episodes.
It's gonna be some fire. Like, I think it's gonna be.
It's gotta
fire.
Be, because the first three episodes were terrible.
I think
terrible, but there was just, you know what
slow.
I mean. It was moving
slow. It's gonna be some big shit go on with Teresi and like him wanting, you know, Tommy to be with the family, like, you know. So I think that like he owe him a favor.
But
type
he ain't
of stuff.
Never gonna be no part of the family because Connie don't know about what's going on. Now Tommy mama could die.
Ooh.
I don't know if they gonna kill her, but she could, because Teresi, or because she just threatened Teresi, and she said that she was about to go and tell Connie about Tommy being their kid and about the two of them. So she throwing
Connie
out threats.
Might die.
She throwing out threats.
Well, Teresi, why?
If Connie died, that could happen too. Connie and or Tommy mama. Mm-hmm.
Hey, maybe even.
I mean, she went up there and was like, "Stay away from my son." But like, what did he do that was so bad? She was mad because he left one day or something.
But I think they were saying he left one day and basically got locked up, basically.
She said that he left and then he never came back. But
right,
I think
and I'm assuming
because,
again, that he got locked up after that.
I don't know. Because
he's been in there 20-something years, so...
Yeah, I don't
20
know.
Plus years, so I was like, yeah.
So maybe she thinking that he left, but he really didn't.
He went out the door when he got locked up. Mm-hmm. like, oh, damn.
I mean, but Tommy was like, why is this man holding me on our front porch? And why the fuck was that picture inside of the front of that
I guess maybe she said
he found it there quick.
But I'm saying, though, how did... Connie must know then. Because why is that picture in my photo album?
I don't know. Connie don't know.
I think she know
he got a baby.
She
probably
know. I think she got a feeling that that's why she keep on like she just being randomly.
What's your mama name?
Right, and I think and what you want something to drink and stuff like. I think she know that that's his son, cause she's being motherly to him. Like, come on in, like, you know.
You probably could kind of see resemblance. I mean, not that they look like him in real life, but if that's, you know, your husband's son
you kind of know, like, yeah, like that dude looked like him when he was younger.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
But why is there a picture of Tommy in her?
That's why I think
room?
She knows.
Right.
That's why I think she knows.
So maybe it was like always a thing. Like, it was a thing between the two of them. Like, we're never going to talk about this again. Maybe
right.
That's
but remember, she brought it up to my. I never gave you a kid. Remember, that was a whole thing when she came to visit him.
Yeah,
I never gave you a kid. That's why I think that she knows about this other kid, though. Because she brought that up. Like,
right.
I never could give you another kid, though. Because you had another kid already.
I don't know what's going
on. And she might have been on some, like, you can't feed and see this motherfucker ever again in your life. Like,
yeah, she may
it.
Have. She may have.
And then maybe she feels worse, better, different because she's sick. And she's the least sickly person I've ever seen in my life. She walk around looking super healthy. I ain't seen her coughing, no but nothing.
Did he got the treatment first for time.
But it's only one treatment money. Though. Like, but it's I would think you'd still be sick
maybe for after one treatment. For a minute. I don't know. I mean, she got a $25,000 treatment.
Right.
Whatever the fuck that was, she could have got a new lung.
$25,000
Whatever she was, she could have got
whatever
a new
you,
lung.
Whatever it is. So I think, yeah, I mean, it's some. I'm kind of interested to see what's going on with the Latasha. I mean, not the Keisha and
yeah,
because they ain't went back to that at all.
I don't care about it.
I mean,
I feel like it's insignificant.
Well, then they should like put it in there.
Keisha don't need to be. Keisha ain't no chick to be no Tommy.
I just think it's insignificant.
That was kind of stupid on Keisha's part to think that he really was.
No, it wasn't. Why?
Like, how you think Tommy gonna really like
you
settle
don't
down?
Know what, you
right. think
know,
Tommy crazy is about to settle down?
You don't know what Tommy was doing. Or talking or doing any of that stuff while he had her hid away for all that time. You have absolutely no clue. None of us do. Obviously, something happened for them to come back, and then all of a sudden they together or whatever. And he'd been watching over her kid and stuff. So why would she not think that? Why would she not? So she saw what Tommy was like with Holly.
Cokehead.
Whatever you want to call it. Tommy was a cokehead too. He was doing
lines. Tommy's a functional cokehead.
Yeah. He was doing lines.
Really.
So was Holly.
Okay, he's still crazy.
right.
You're right about that.
Yeah, functional to what capacity?
So
what you mean
Holly.
By that?
Yeah,
like,
crazy.
So
look.
Was Holly.
Yeah, they both was functional crackheads.
Because where did he dump Holly's body at?
River, though. River.
Yeah, that's right. He put it in the river, yeah. Mm-hmm. I wonder if that's ever going to come back up, like her body show up, like comes out of the river type
thing. I thought they had already come.
Nobody Tommy Kill.
come back.
Yeah,
come
this
back.
Is none of that. This is they
Tommy did. That good. He just,
yeah, he's just awesome. That dude beat that dude with that bat.
I can't believe that he had the girl with the sixth sense talking about, no, it's not Tommy, it's him. And then that other dude got shot in the head and thrown in the grave instead of Tommy. I'm like, what the?
To all you some of them cats in Chicago, yeah.
He be dodging,
see,
he be dodging bullets. He be walking into places, getting drunk, fucking around with people. Like,
why are you meeting these cats and getting drunk with them?
Stupid.
And you already know you here
crazy.
Like on business, like, you know, you need to be sipping that one thing of Crown knowing that kind of
crazy. Yeah, and sitting there.
Yeah.
But you gonna get
yeah.
drunk.
And then that's when you drop the dime talking about you
pissy
killed
drunk. Lobos.
No, they killed Milan. Remember
oh,
he's like,
yeah.
He's like, yeah, cause y'all gave it a go. They like, really? Yeah. So y'all killed Milan.
Right.
Yeah.
And he was like, yeah, man, we killed him. He's talking about, yeah, I pulled the motherfucking trigger.
Yeah.
I'm right behind his head. Ghost on this side. I'm on this side. We tag teaming. That's what we do. Pow, pow. You know?
That's ridiculous.
Like, what are you doing, Tommy? Like,
talking too damn much.
Yeah, I'm interested in these next two episodes, man.
I'm just ready for him to come.
Yeah. I mean, shout out to everybody that's already watched them.
Shout out to everybody that ain't watched the leaked footage.
Yeah, man. Watch a show.
Watch
yeah,
a show.
Watch the show. Wait a week.
Wait a week. Watch the show.
That's
don't
the anticipation. That makes
it probably dope. Was a bad quality.
Yeah, you know it was.
I'm
somebody
sure
walking
was
through
terrible.
The screen on there, like on their house screen.
I
right,
wouldn't
even right,
care.
Right.
Shit, when they said it was leaked, I was trying to stay off Facebook, stay off
yeah,
Facebook.
Man.
Anything
and y'all making it bad
for
people out here, man.
So they.
And people out there post, oh, shit. Motherfucking. Oh. Delete you all my page.
Anytime I saw anything about power, I'm like, delete.
Yep.
Delete.
Me too.
I'm deleting yeah. you. I ain't watching nothing. Nothing.
I don't watch that shit.
You did. I
hey,
so
I got
anybody email it to you?
Yeah, hit me up,
oh
Mr. Shivers3 on Instagram. Send me the link.
Who said send me the link? I'll watch it at work.
Let you motherfuckers wait. Oh, I already seen it. I'm like, yeah.
You be hitting me in there. He be lying into my prediction. He'd be getting
right,
prediction
talking
right.
about shit that I know I already have.
Man, Tommy gonna go. He gotta get 55 stitches.
That's
right.
You know the exact
there.
Number. Like,
no, I wouldn't say that. Just believe me, I wouldn't say that.
I wouldn't make that guess. If
just
I was
believe
you.
Me, that ain't it.
I wouldn't make that guess. Well,
whatever you think, that ain't it.
Oh God.
So
any murders next week? Let's go ahead. We can wrap it up. Murders.
I say somebody dying over Tariq. Somebody dying over Tariq. I don't know who it's gonna be. Somebody gonna
okay.
die. I might go with Raina.
I think one of them side dudes that's in little Dre, little triumphant, his little
one of them
people.
Cats.
Yeah,
I think
one
of them cats could go.
I think it's the dude, the pretty boy looking motherfucker, the little pretty
yeah.
Puerto Rican dude that think he too smart and shit. Like he seemed like he way too smart.
Uh huh. He got
yeah.
it.
Like
no,
he think he motherfucking Carlito's way and
I
shit.
Think,
like,
okay, you're right. That's a good one. I think Shell Boy Brains might die. Might be a situation where he about to kill Tariq or trying to rough Tariq up.
Did Tariq have to end up killing somebody? He may have to kill somebody to get
daddy,
his
strength. Nah, daddy gonna save him. You done got yourself in this shit. Bam, my little motherfucker. Bam, bam. you about to die today, bam, daddy shoot him, but bam. But at this point, if you then he like, damn, my daddy just saved my life. So then it's kind of like.
But he's still going to hate his daddy. I didn't need you to save my life. I could have done it by myself. So
it's gonna be I got it. Shit. I got my 22 right here. Don't you see? Look at it. Look at it right here.
Yeah.
Do y'all think that he's just teaching the game, though? Like, fuck it. Nah. You already know about this shit. Fuck it. Let me tell you
how to. Because he ain't even trying to be in. He trying to get out, so nah.
I mean, but Ghost, you too deep in the game.
I like what Tommy said, though, too, because when he was asking all them questions, when Tariq was asking them questions, he was like, Uncle Tommy, is this stuff true? He was like, this ain't no conversation for me to have with you. This is a conversation for you to have with your dad. And he was like, is there anything else that you want? Okay, bye. He was like, so you gonna lie to me, too? Shut up. It's a real
punk ass. He might need, maybe, what if Brains in just whoop his ass?
What if Raina just thump him out?
Hey, that would be fun. Like he on some lean, kind of halfway drunk, because he already fucked up her arms.
Yeah, he did. He fucked her.
So, or hit him with an iron or something. Like
he gonna feel real bad because he already fucked her arm up, and then he about to get her killed.
Janae killed Ren off the goddamn show.
She the cheapest motherfucker to pay.
She is.
That's why you said it was fire. That's why I say she'll be the last one to die.
Her character doesn't serve any more purpose at this point. She already didn't tell what she needed to tell with Tariq. And then now that they told her to tell and, you know, whatever, it's like, what point? What difference do it make now? She was about to go to Connecticut anyway, kill her. She gone. And it's going to be at Tariq's hand. And then we're going to see what happens to Tariq. Is he going to then take the right path or is he going to take the wrong path?
He's going to take the wrong path every time.
That's standard film.
Yeah, it's just it's standard. He's not a smart guy.
You may wrap it up. Email us all your questions. Shout out to Famous. He had emailed us.
I guess we're going to do what?
Yeah, we will power these last 3 episodes. All right, yeah, we'll finish it up. Email us straight, olc@gmail.com. See y'all next week. Peace.